Yeah, you know, when the news first came out, what happened to George Floyd, I just started thinking about all the George Floyds, even in our own state of Alaska, all the people, indigenous people, Yupik people that have suffered, and the racism that we all have experienced over the years. And I just cried. I cried, and that's what brought me to both peaceful protests, because I felt that being biracial, part Yupik, part white myself, I needed to be there. I needed to show solidarity. And Nikolai, I know you're on the line. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you attended the peaceful protests here in Bethel. And tell us, you know, what brought you there to the peaceful protest, and share some of your experiences.
Yeah, so there's a lot of parallels that you could draw between Alaska Native American and Black history here in the United States. So during the Second World War, Alaska was a territory. And if you watch the documentary called Aleut Story, these Aleuts from the chain tell the story of how the federal government enslaved their people and took their people and displaced them over to Southeast Alaska, an area of the state where they weren't familiar with it. And so a lot of them died in that during that time. And then you jump forward to 1945 with Elizabeth Peratrovich, who was a Tlingit woman who fought for the civil rights of Alaska Natives here before statehood, before we were even a state. And so we didn't become a state until 1959. When you draw that parallel, 1964 in June was when the Civil Rights Act became law. So there was racial equity, there was equal voting. A year before that was Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream. And way back in the 1800s, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, was put into law, racism finally ended in Texas, and that was in 1865. That's the Juneteenth, June 19th that we're celebrating this week. And so that's kind of the parallels that I wanted to draw. You'll hear Oprah Winfrey talk in her speeches about how when she was growing up, her grandmother was a maid, and her grandmother was telling her, you know, her hope for Oprah was that she'd find some good white people. Even though they were maids, they weren't slaves, they were still second-class citizens. They still, when they found good white people, you know, it meant that, you know, that the white people didn't call them the N-word, didn't show them any disrespect as a person, but they were still under the system of slavery and just racism. And so when I was looking at some of the statistics for Alaska Natives and Native Americans and Black people within the prison system here in the state of Alaska, here's some of the numbers that came up. There's 5,100 people behind bars in the state of Alaska. That includes federal, state, local youth penitentiaries. Of those 5,100, 1,506 are American Indian Alaska Natives, 1,294 are Black, and only 370 people are white. And those numbers are from the Prison Policy Initiative, prisonpolicy.org. That's a small picture of the 13,000 people that are in the criminal justice system, which includes probation and parole.
Yeah.
And then Alaska Public Media did a really good article, and this is from alaskapublic.org. The statistics that they were able to pull came from the APD. The Alaska State Troopers didn't provide much information. Mm-hmm. They just asked, you know, people go through the public process of getting that information. But the numbers that APD put forth, shootings since 2010, 5 of the 28 shootings were Alaska Native American Indian, which is 18% of the shootings. And then that's highly disproportionate because only 13% of the state's population is Alaska Native. And then looking at those same numbers of the 28 people that were killed, that were shot, 18% of those are Black. And the Black people only represent 9% of Alaska's population. So that is widely disproportionate as well. And then when you look at the fatal shootings, there's 39. 23% of those are Alaska Native, and we only account for 20% of the population. And then 8% are Black, and that's 5% of the population. Mm-hmm. So when you look at all these numbers, it's pretty obvious mm-hmm. how much work we have to do. And some of the research that I was able to bring up, there's a lady named Robin DiAngelo who wrote a book called White Fragility. And I did a Google search on some of the quotes in there. She has a bunch of very profound quotes, a lot of statistics, a lot of demographics that are very showing.
Nikolai, I'm going to, I don't mean to break in because you're doing what a lot of us are doing, reading more, looking at statistics, and I'm hoping that we'll get another opportunity to share them. And I just, you know, really appreciate you participating, and I'm hoping this is the first of several this summer roundtable discussions on that disparity and why people are calling for around the nation, take a look at police departments training and that sort of thing. People are asking, what does it mean to protect and serve? And it doesn't need to start with a gun and military tactics. And the statistics are telling, and it's the protests are telling that people are sick and tired and enough is enough. And I'm going to please listen to the rest of the conversation. And again, I hope we are able to continue this on another show, but I'll turn it over to Lil, and then we will have Lonnie Holly Jr.'s son. I guess he would be Lonnie Holly III. Thank you so much, Nikolai.
Are we on it, Dad?
Grady. Thank you, Grady. But Grady just hung up on him to call the next caller. So this is not a call-in show this time, but we hope to have a call-in show so that we can hear from some of you out there. Lil, take it away.
Okay. Una khani kaft chiuqliqqat matumtungiinun qalaagut qalaagut qorqput racism amagaplaqqit kumalkut kinigilnguut naguukut lallqat qaltaq changa kuurut lallqat allaanik salipiguyaaqugut qannuut qorquni utu maritmun piiortoq ikaayuriyoraitkut manna igunik changa kuiriyaaraq nallunritar puttanglaraaputlu tv ruli nunamtni pili ilamtni pili Away Kalachuk, Ayuk Nilmuchun, Kasik Nilmuchun, Sintang Valasine, Apoluku Parallel Larluku, Jali Ayuk Nilun Kaligan, Pife Tishok, Kuliranik, Unahani Aludit, Kanam Chatahuna, Kaisunanguetum, Chalis Tsagut, Hutchit Nigmakut Aludit, nun naitluchi megeluki upaktsluki unavat sitkam nun ni nun saita tama kut aluti lit a lizinga fkna kut tama nan nun qaisun su uitaya tammani nunak nil kmakhni 1945 ami Elizabeth Petrovich am yut piunak kut taitungit chingu makiluni pilkhuq civil rights am pila qait doil to state aklu de 1959 ami Doyle 1964 ame manna yud biu nakhutin khat alkhu ti piukhluq civil rights act tak chali imna nit nulkhulu ni tamani Martin Luther King ak uitan khisilh kam tunginun tauna jingu mas tulkhuq chali akkaimu mukka imna toten su tv ni yalle stuli opra kan rutka ama rulon huq taunuk marulo anglikhuq huq asilganuk yugunuk yorluni nakuki yilgunuk amlermiillunaq tvgaqam tatanglartugutimu miakka tungullaqalerit makut pisngullrut aipaim tapistikarluki chali makut nakuttait mallarpam tailloninnaqut kait ayorltasigutkluku niklai jokiawaqanq toqitqtiuit huqatam tangqillat tangqillaut Tasliman tisitsat yuinang tasliman tipluku 5,100 that state nigo kanguyak kun state kun atlat kun lu itxtani token hok tisitsakai pavagluku elas kakmiungut nakmin khatling qilliuluteng ugut hok tagam ai painrit kassa 370 luteng toy taman atla tok changak chang ayuqin riluchit Charlie Tchiwit Makut Pitcher Kilton Kalachut Makut Nakut Taitunak Hutini Ankut Police Department Tamakukutuk State of Tuesday Kayagotui Ika Yumafkunari Tawuntam Matkun Charlie Ayokan Rilokun Kamakut Amstat Tait Kanrut Korashui Ayokan Rilutaitu Nazvagaluki Spokskomaluki Tok Changa Kuromalratstun itxtiwiuli nawluwiuli chauli pimalalput tagum chali chiurliguuna mattumun racism apkhallaqa ikamlhut kinigilnguutchaangaaku malalkhatkhat naakukuyuutlallhat chikiqullu tapisqumaayaqut unakhwani Carlin Shorunritoq tagum ni tukut yugunak chikiqullkhit qaillun umiortquutimaknak nanlutimaknak mattumtungiinun chali time Khatun khatlin tangwaki, chatuk makut umiol khutkin ritsput nutigum gaya gineriya gaidut. Kalaruluta agan kihtuluta chaliki tuhchuk ngakput.
Okay, Guiana Lil. So, you know, I can already tell this is a much bigger conversation than we have time for even here tonight. We only have 30 more minutes. And Anna Navarro, who's a Republican strategist and a commentator, she's a black woman, and she talks a lot about take the time to read black literature, learn about the civil rights movement, sit down with your kids and watch Martin Luther King's speech and read the horrible things that have happened, support black businesses. There's so much that we can do. And right now I have Lonnie Holly on the line. He's the son. Lonnie, you're the son and a grandson of strong voices speaking out. And you spoke at the second peaceful protest in Bethel. And I know you have some things to say, but, you know, when people say all lives matter, how do you respond?
When people say all lives matter, I agree with them, but that's an optimistic perception that I have and I've always had. So I agree with them in hopes that, you know, the timeline plays out. And, you know, I want to just say a couple of things. America eats its babies. That's a quote from one of my favorite poets, Tupac Shakur. But what he was speaking about is America as a whole system of government, judicial, executive, and legislative are always trying to put down and incarcerate, violate, oppress, dispose, brainwash, use, disregard, and kill young youth, the youth of America. And a lot of times it's the minorities. And what Steve said was right. You know, it's built on the back of others.
Mm-hmm.
We, as the, you know, African Americans, we're slaves, you know, and a lot of families profited off of a lot of the work that we've done. You know, we never got credit for it, and when slaves were free under the 13th Amendment, a lot of them didn't travel far from where they were released. You know, they couldn't read, they couldn't write. So a lot of those families, it's crazy to think about, still are there to this day. You know, a lot of generations are in the place where they were originally released. And the black communities never really had a chance of getting generational wealth because, like my dad said, they are hunting, you know, the black community, and they're targeting the men because that's taking away the chance to reproduce.
Yeah.
And they're, like, in different culture, different races, you know, like, let's say, you know, the white people, for example, they were able to establish generational wealth and put people in places where it was meaningful. Lawyers, you know, in the government where, like I said, we couldn't read and write. So a lot of the times where we established or we wanted to establish in the economy or build our community, we weren't given that chance. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, what they called the Black Wall Street was bombed. But, you know, that's not in their history books often. And I just wanted to say we never really got a chance of establishing generational wealth.
Yeah.
And like you said, my granddad, you know, he was able to beat the odds and you know, do well for himself with a seventh grade education.
Yeah.
I'm lucky enough to have my dad in my life where he teaches me things, you know, and he opens my eyes to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to establish systems within myself to try to avoid police, you know. And a lot of people try to chop that up to black people having authority problems. And that's not the case, where under that same 13th Amendment that we were free, if we commit a crime, then we basically put back into slavery. And like the previous speaker before me was saying, statistically, once they go back into, or once they get into the system, you might find yourself in jail with your uncle, your granddad, you know, and they're making money off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank you, Lonnie. I'm going to have to continue on before we run out of time because they're going to shut us off at 8 o'clock, but I so appreciate what you said. I know there's so much more work that I really am hopeful. But it's true, since 1978, when you see the number of people in America prisons and you look at the statistics and who is there, the change is desperately needed. So, Guyana, for calling in tonight. And yeah, we'll continue this conversation in other roundtables. Lil, go ahead.
Okay. Nani Lingran. Agunalani hali kalaktlagmini piuk kalaktstungulkutlinu gaipirilutin maani protest alhatni. Tagam kastufknaating naplikpknaating changakurifknaating kiigan piyaolutin. Inglulliogutitin manna changakutiktinklu yuk malrukkumulkutkinirilnguk aknirtilkaalaamak tamana pitklugu piyaolkut nippaunating. Lani hali yunak kalakhulutin ukaipirilutin mani protestalhatni kalakhulutin lu our lives matter sinhuktamana umyolkutka tamagmankukiyut kumalkutkinrilingut akhtagallagaagut autauna our lives matter kan taikanni maluni sinhuktamana umyolkutka piyumut klugulu chali magunik chali American poetanik tungulkhalgaina khimil tupak nit taum illin qanqanrut qalam tiqallkhuq naqiqallkhuq amlermiillu taim khankuta aipainrun rilngurni tokkingu migikayu malarniluta minority ulgani khankuta khuing tanglimni umiortqlimnil angnere angilreerun rilnguni khankuta Angon rilgor ni asani, tortin tort na yokhandla hwangni. Togum hwangku da minority ni nakmin yu matum yuini tamakun kalakhtlhu. Una khani lani kalakhtlhu mini pyok ilu mun hok slave out khut pistul khut khok. Ila makutlo aipaim ta kasat khwa chalistan khitung utung ulgalgan tamakut horlait ilmagni gayulkhut atkhitlu gorap homofknatin tawkut igayurtaita asigilutin khorlorlutin plupilkhut igayuita pifkagiluki igayuita igayulkhuitki tamani khorslevat makut pakhlhatki kingunamkhnik yaqfanun pilkhunritut naqinermak iganermakhlunalluumiimang a chalilhu tamakutwani aipaimta chali wiklalhit tukkuorlutengillai tagumarsaorluteng a imudun pisulraatstun tungulleri nunamilloni awaiqanerut klimtstun tunduartulraatstun a yukmuk aqtarqilu angutmuk pisulraatstun nunamilloni ayu qulluku a chali Lin hook apaula asil hook, seventh grade, Lord Key, Lugulit Naromatuluni, Jali Lu, my dogum, my Lutali, eating graca, itkina horyok, itchum biguni, quasoka itrescatu, my mnasini, Ilani, Ilagarlugi, itchimachiro, Uncle Lakliu, Jacliwi, Jungaklun, Lajungaklu. Tagum hukno ilani pil itin kalhut kluki maim nasini dot na yoko.
Okay, Guyana, before we go back to our panelists tonight, we have one more caller person on the phone. Megan Crow, you came here as a Jesuit volunteer. You immersed yourself in our community. You and your kids were at both of the peaceful protests. You know, do you feel that with everything going on, there's hope for change when it comes to Black Lives Matters? How are we going to be able to move forward towards equality for all?
Well, thanks, Bev. I'm glad you asked that question, actually. We didn't have this staged, but it's sort of what I wanted to talk about. You know, I just want to say thank you for all of you for creating the space for this conversation. I want to say thank you to AVCP and Cheryl Loft for starting this conversation with Undoing Racism. Back in, Mel said, 2010, I was part of those trainings as well. And, you know, I feel like that was my second experience of really learning to listen as a white ally. And my first experience, Bev, goes to what you were talking about with hope for change. The first experience I had of listening, really listening and having that aha moment of another person's point of view and, you know, an acknowledgement that I am one of those well taken care of chickens. You know, my first real aha moment in that area, I was in college, Bev, the year right before I came here, 1992, when the Rodney King acquittal of the police officers that beat Rodney King, when that happened in 1992 and the LA riots began, and we marched on my college campus, and I was telling Mel about this in the march the other night, and, you know, we marched, and us white students, we listened, you know, and I'll be honest to say, it's probably the first time I sat and listened, and was in that listening chair, and so when I think about hope, and I think about being a white ally, I think about listening. That's a really big part of it, you know, acknowledging where we're at. There's no guilt, there's no blame, but it's so important for us to acknowledge, you know, the history of this country. Right. It's so important for us to listen to the perspectives, you know, of Lonnie, what Lonnie was talking about and what Nikolai was talking about, you know, learning from other people's perspectives, recognizing that people have had a different experience and different path, and being a white ally is just really, really allowing those conversations to happen and listening to those. Wow. And then I think what we've seen, Bev, is action. Mm-hmm. So what I think is different from nearly 30 years ago is action. You know, we didn't have social media platform when I, you know, had my first experience of a march. And we didn't have the word systemic racism in our vocabulary. But they're there now, you know, and my, I was 20 when I marched, and my daughter was 20 when she marched last week, you know, and she has those words now in her vocabulary. And, but we need to, as white allies, we need to stay in this conversation. That's what Steve said, stay in this conversation, and act and speak when we can. So, I think there is hope in that, but we can't abandon this conversation.
Yes, Guiana, so much for being a part of this conversation. We cannot stay silent. Enough is enough. And before I go back to our panelists, we don't have a lot of time. So, Lil, do your best.
Kemelut kenderilut, you tayo kenderilut jitnik. Ni cugni perlu ni hok ni cugni perlu ni hok tony sangat hok. Imo mesu 1992 mi California mi nepungut satu na Larry King ak Rodney King ak tamani pisan kanem cuk. Ah cakal gara hok tagam hangku dan li cugni sakaput asat. Li suta asanik. We tau knata tawam. Imo minak TV itlhukut si cellphone itlhukut tama ku itlhukut tama na kung pita itlhungan kung kuta challeg saud manna tang sa matyo maglutang ako kaya kam kamalhukut kinilgon tang sa itlhukut tawam kung manna akala ko kugasha kito ng nakugasha su arulay sa kunata.
Guiana, so we have about 15 more minutes left, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but Steve Street, your final thoughts tonight.
Oh, I just have a couple of quick things, honestly. I really appreciated being able to participate in this, and I learned so much from listening, and I heard Megan mention that we need to listen, and I just heard my wife in my head, because that's what she's always saying to me, listen a lot more and talk a lot less, which I can't do very well, but we really need to do that. And I wrote down a sentence to myself, kind of tongue-in-cheek. I said, you know, after I heard Lonnie talking, I said, you know, white people really like ruling the world, but we don't take criticism well. And that made me realize that we have a real bad case of self-righteousness. I think that's the root of it all, is you know, white society in America is infected with self-righteousness. And we really need to get beyond that, and we need to be a lot more humble and appreciate how other people feel about things and what other people believe we should be doing.
Guiana.
That's all I have.
Guiana, Steve, Lil.
Awai kuyagila go to Kashmini, Ilumun Hokagum Kanshat, Hong Kudani, Junako, good Nuli Han Hokchali, Kanroko, Ralarani, Junior Alas Kluku, Makuturkas at I piput Mana. Imutun ko in rulrats to nayo ayo kutirasi klarat. Tau kam changa ku maltingasi knaku. Tau na kokito lutku ayakasta slot mun changa kiar manaru last naklu.
Okay, Guiana, Mel, your final thoughts tonight.
I just want to thank everybody. I mean, I've been sitting here honestly crying off and on. There's so much grief that comes with these conversations, and it's heavy, and at the same time, so lifts so much off of my shoulders. I feel like that's something just so blessed with that right now. And I appreciate everybody sharing, and I think it's so important for these conversations to continue across the board. I know that we're talking about police brutality, and a lot of the conversation is centered around police reform and those statistics, but across the board, you know, healthcare, education, across the board, the numbers are so disproportionate for the poor outcomes for people of color. And so our local, regional organizations and agencies, you know, I challenge you all to commit to that, commit to creating the time and space to having these discussions, because they're so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of this isn't about, it's not about being anti-white. It's not about being anti-police. It's about equity. It's about being pro-human being, pro-justice.
Yes.
And so, you know, as we go forward, I just encourage everybody to come from a place of love, come from a place of love and understanding, and work through the struggles, work through those struggles that you come upon. You know, I've come up to a wall many times in my own understanding and trying to move forward, you know, when I'm challenged with other perspectives, and it's hard.
Yeah.
But it's so necessary. So thank you, Bev, for doing this, and thank you to everybody else who's participated.
Brianna, before I go to you, Lonnie, I'm going to go ahead and let Lil translate real quick.
Okay, Melanie, I can't talk. Ni tugni rachmini lu trachtachluni bini lugu. Manakal kalarut krakatignachnilan. Tagom chali sminun. Sorglun yang lisni bit klugo kuyak klugo. Achtak klugi kalarut kurtrit yut. Achtak tokok matumayak turaska. Naku king naksutakok pinridu gut. Sot munuk matum. Sorin saka kitu gisaka supiu gut inglu lirpknata. Tingu maluta takam kin kusuta taring usuta. Kachik nakhnrilgam yok pinakok tawam.
Guyana. Wow, Lonnie, we've covered a lot of ground, but not enough ground. And just please share your thoughts as we end this roundtable.
I am going to try to get this across quick. Number one, Mr. Steve Street, we have some serious business to discuss. Serious business to discuss. Everybody else that's listening to this call, there are three options available. You have the option to join the discussion page. You can join the discussion group, or you can join the discussion Bethel group. That is a very, like, very fine-tuned. I'm keeping it only for Bethel and people who are currently living in the YK Delta or have lived there before. I was going to talk a lot about this, but I'm just going to point back to this. The 13th Amendment, I'm going to call it the 13th A. If you're looking for a call to action, we need to change that. We need to change police interaction with people of color, because slavery is still being used only as a criminal punishment. The only reason that I made it out, the only reason my dad made it out, and I almost want to cry, because there are certain things I never told my son, but it occurred in him, and I see it in the rest of my children. We are what I call autodidactics. We are autodidactics. And the only reason we made it out is because we were able to teach ourselves. Mm-hmm. My grandfather and my grandfather before him, it was illegal for them to learn to read, but we are autodidactics. We are able to pick up certain information in an atmosphere. And I'm going to say one more thing. I remember being a little boy, and I was at a friend's house, and I heard his grandfather tell him, "Do not go and bother the rifle." And we were together and we were playing, and he disappeared. And we heard, "Bah!" And we went out, and he had actually shot himself in the foot.
Oh, jeez.
Here's the crazy thing. I thought everybody was going to show sympathy and love and come to his aid. But his grandfather said something that's real crazy, and it sounded real Southern. He said, "Y'all gone on now. Leave him alone." "Y'all gone on now. Leave him alone." And what he meant was, he said, "Leave him alone. He needs time to come to grips with what he did. And his punishment is what happened to him.
Wow.
I'm not interested in blaming anybody or beating anybody or talking about how bad police brutality is. Steve and I are going to chop up some things and talk to you about the medulla oblongata and what it means to be in a place of fight or flight. And with all of America, America has made some bad mistakes. And I'm going to say from a very mature standpoint, y'all gone on now.
Lonnie.
Leave him alone.
Yeah. Lonnie, those are Facebook social media sites you were talking about, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely, Beth.
Well, I am so glad that all of you were on tonight, and I'm going to let Lil go ahead and translate your final thoughts.
Okay. Kuya nakfali. Awai lani kalakhtlamini akhtakhluk manna Tangakurin ritlang ramta chit murtakchari ngalakh putingu malukupiuk. Facebook kami hok kalakhtlit matumka ilagautu ngauti tangakuman ritlakat tungit nun Facebook kani kapilasin niut. Kalau mungkin lah tu kan tengah orang cakap orang ni kok apa orang nak pergi nutik tahun awit awit at sekolah gua tu sekolah aku, dorok tahun tu apa ni tu nak mohon kan mungkin nutik pelajar mungkin itu, mak ni kok tak tu tu apa orang seminggu nutik sasi ni lagi, dor seminggu nutik tu ni, dor ni kok ayok tu awit at sekolah kok sangjar out kluki jatuhat tamu tu.
Okay, so yeah, you know, this was such a good conversation tonight. It's a bigger conversation, and we will continue to have those conversations. This show will be posted to the KYUK website. It will be re-aired Wednesday, June 17, 8 to 9:30 p.m., and Saturday, June 20, from 12 to 1:30 p.m. And we will announce the next round table. And feel free to contact, I think it was radio@KYUK, with your comments. And if you want to see, you have ideas, yeah, please share them. And we will continue this conversation. We need to talk. We need to be strong voices. We cannot stay silent. And when we hear somebody doing something or saying something racist towards anyone, no matter what color they are, at work or anywhere, you call them out and remind people that, you know, we all are in this together. The New York Times listed quite a few books to read. And if the three panelists, if there's any book that stands out to you, just say it right now that would help people. Lonnie. Well, maybe Lonnie hung up, and that's okay. Mel, do you have a book that you would recommend?
Yeah, it's called Lies My Teacher Told Me by James W. Lowen. Well, and also People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn.
Okay, Steve?
Well, I have a new one I think is pretty good for people. It's called White Kids. It's written by Margaret Hagerman. She's a sociologist. It's about growing up with privilege in a divided America. I just read it recently. It's not too long. So, White Kids.
Okay. And along that line, White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a historical and cultural analysis on what causes defensive moves by white people and how this inhibits cross-racial dialogue. The other one would be maybe The New Jim Crow, a law professor taking aim at the war on drugs, mass incarceration, and their impact on Black Men. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the panelists. Thank you to Lily and Michael coming mm-hmm. from Guisluk mm-hmm. to translate tonight. And thank you to Grady for being here tonight to run the boards. And folks, be kind, be strong voices against racism, and be those human beings demanding equality for all. And actually, I ended up wrapping up
Beth, can I jump in and say, give my book?
Oh, yes, Lonnie, you're back on, Guiana, yes.
It's Walking with the Devil.
Walking with the Devil.
Yes, it's the police code of silence. You'll understand why there are no good cops and bad cops. They're just only cops.
Yeah. Well, you know, and people need to, you know, stay tuned to the news. I know we get, I don't know what the word is, but between COVID, mosquitoes, and racism, you know, we're just having a tough time in these uncomfortable situations. And again, folks, just looking forward to the next roundtable discussion here. Okay. And I want to thank KYUK, too. Lonnie, any other thoughts? I have some time.
Just want to say to the entire world, I have right now some people listening to me from Australia, from Japan, maybe some people in China, kind of internationally. And I want to say, this is not about beating us. This is not about beating America or jumping on cops. Like I said, they're in their reptilian brain. People of color, we've been held down for a long time. I thought it was me for a long time, Bev. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was only me. And I had bosses at a high level.
Oh, we're going to be, Lonnie, we're going to be cut off. Brianna, okay. Bukhji.
I'm Raleen from Bethel. Thanks for listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.